It's time for Make Believe Radio, a journey through musical genres with DJ Bobby G.
Welcome to Make Believe Radio, where the music comes to play. I am your host, DJ Bobby G. Together we will span the decades, exploring various music genres, musical roots, and connections and stories behind the music. In this show, we will look at some of the roots of rock and roll. So let's begin our music journey and see where the music takes us.
sinking down.
Thank you. Eric Clapton, please, a vocal.
The first song we heard was Crossroads Blues, performed by Robert Johnson and recorded in the 1930s. The second song was Crossroads by Cream featuring Eric Clapton. According to legend, Robert Johnson went down to the crossroads and made a pact with the devil. In exchange for his soul, Johnson was able to create the blues for which he eventually became famous. But he never got to enjoy the fruits of his labor because he died an untimely death at the hands of a jealous husband. Now let's listen to some candidates for the first rock and roll song.
Heard of jalopies, you heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! In my rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about half past eight. Going round the corner and get a bill. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Everybody, this is the King of Rock and Roll, Alan Freed, with a choral rock and roll dance party and the big beat in popular music in America. So gather the gang around for a rockin' good time with our own big rock and roll band starring tenor sax stars Sam the Man Taylor, Big Al Sears, and Freddie Mitchell. And here we go with Right Now, Right Now. and we're rocking and rolling.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4. Chimes ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, and it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2. I'll be going strong.
Just a fool in love with you.
First, we heard Rocket 88. This song was released in 1951 and was credited to Jackie Brenson and his Delta Cats. But in reality, Brenson was the lead singer of Ike Turner's Rhythm Kings. Ike went on to become famous as one half of the duo Ike and Tina Turner. In any event, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, after much debate, has recognized Rocket 88 as the first rock and roll song ever recorded. Next, we heard DJ Alan Freed, who became famous for introducing race music to white American teenagers. He also coined the phrase rock and roll for this music, which was slang for sexual intercourse. Unfortunately, Alan Freed was embroiled in the payola scandal, which ruined his career. Payola involved accepting the payment of money to play records, and by itself was not a crime. The crime was failing to disclose to the audience that you were being paid to play the music. Next up, we heard Rock Around the Clock. When this song was first released in 1954, it was a dud, but it got its second wind when it was selected to appear on the soundtrack for a popular movie, The Blackboard Jungle. And when the movie came out, Rock Around the Clock became a number one hit for 8 weeks. It was included in this grouping because it introduced rock music to a mass audience in America. Finally, we have Earth Angel by the Penguins. While some people consider this the first rock and roll song, it was released in 1954. The reality is it was really one of the earliest doo-wop hits, doo-wop being a subgenre of rock and roll.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never gonna rap it, and you ain't no
and bow wow to all of you.
I come in last night about a half past ten. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in.
Hit for Elvis Presley. The lyrics really make no sense when Elvis is singing it, but it was a cover version of a song originally written for Big Mama Thornton by Hall of Fame writers Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. Big Mama Thornton's version was released in 1953, and she sings clearly that men are dogs. Carrying the metaphor a little further, we heard Move It On Over by George Thorogood and the Destroyers, which was released in 1978 and is a cover version of a song written and recorded by Hank Williams in 1947.
DJ. Yeah, it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing the fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rockin' pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the rider sitting down at a rhythm review. I roll over Beethoven, they rockin' in two by two. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up, just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another, roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues. She wiggle like a glowworm, dance like a spinning top. She got a crazy partner, you ought to see him reel and rock. Long as she got a dime, the music won't never stop. I roll over Beethoven, 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 dig to the rhythm and blues.
Sitting down by the rhythm reviews. Roll like a glowworm, dies like a spinning top. She's got a crazy partner, wanna see him real in love. Long as she got a dime, the music will never stop.
First, we heard Chuck Berry's version of Roll Over Beethoven. Chuck was an early pioneer of rock and roll. The song was covered by the Beatles in 1963, and the Beatles were the first group in the British Invasion, which was nothing more than English bands playing music influenced by the music that was coming from America in the 50s and early 60s. It was wildly successful, and for about a three-year period, there was always at least one British band on the charts in America. Now let's play some songs and look at the connections between them.
Let's go surfing now, everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
That was a phony start.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away. Jack it up, jack it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
Oh yeah.
Grabbing at the strip where the roadie's wide. Sharks standing side by
rev
side. Yeah, I'm feeling different staring in the 4:13. Revving up the rims and it sounds real.
Rev it up now, tack it up, tack it up. Buddy gonna shut you.
A little too scoop, you don't know what I got. A little scoop, you don't know what I got. Well, I'm not bragging, babe, so don't put me down. Yes, but I've got the fastest set of wheels in town.
Yes,
when something comes up to me, he don't even. Everybody had a
two, three, four.
Became famous for singing about surfing, girls, and cars. Next, we heard the punk rock band, the Ramones, singing Rockaway Beach. The Ramones acknowledged that their hit was influenced by the Beach Boys and their surfing songs.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag doll, only doll I've ever owned. Now I love you just the way I love that rag doll, but only now my love has grown. And it gets
I
beyond the palace, semi bar drone, scream down the boulevard. Girls comb their hair in rearview mirrors, and the boys try to look so hard. The amusement park rides a rolling start. Kids are huddled on the beach in the mirrors. I wanna die with you, Wendy, on the street tonight.
Music producer Phil Spector considered this song to be his masterpiece, but when it was released in 1966, it was successful in Europe but flopped in the United States, leading to a disillusioned Spector ceasing to be involved in the recording industry totally for almost 2 years. While he intermittently returned to the studio after that time, he effectively became a recluse and began to self-destruct. Unfortunately, with its initial release, the song was out of time, and it has only been recognized in later years for its greatness. In fact, Rolling Stone magazine put it at number 33 in its list of the 500 greatest rock and roll songs of all time. Next, we heard Born to Run from the third studio album by Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. This song was released in 1975 and catapulted Bruce and his band to mainstream popularity. Its influence by Phil Spector's wall of sound cannot be denied.
I don't have happiness and forget. I never will ever again. When you walked out on me in mortal misery, and he's been here since then. I don't have love to share.
We just heard an example of rock and roll music leading to strange bedfellows. First, we heard the doo-wop classic, Since I Don't Have You, by the Skyliners featuring Jimmy Beaumont, which was released in 1958. Then we heard a cover version released 35 years later by the metal band Guns N' Roses. Well, that's our show. I hope you enjoyed it. This is DJ Bobby G saying goodbye until later.